Yeah.
Oh.
My challenge of the Broncos defense, specifically that pass rush leads the league in sacks for a reason, right?
Excellent, excellent defensive football team, and that's not exaggeration. Those are the facts. I mean, the numbers, they're top 10 in every defensive category, pretty much. Second in sacks, and those two defensive ends are special. You know, and obviously Von Miller is an elite pass rusher and a complete football player, and doing a very, very good job. They're tough, talented, well coached, and so it's definitely going to be a huge challenge. Best defense we played all year.
What makes Miller so special?
I think his ability to change direction, the suddenness, the way he changes up his moves and from a pass rush standpoint, and then also in Dumervil is the same way, the ability to be disruptive in that, not just sack the quarterback but create the turnover, you know, the sack fumble.
You don't have to specifically get ready to stop Peyton Manning, but what you do on offense, can that have an effect on how he is on the field in terms of, you know, clock management, you know, possession, time of possession of the ball and keeping it out of his hands?
As long as we're able to sustain drives, that, of course, prevents those guys from scoring. And there's no question he's a great player, and they've got a great challenge on the other side of the football with their offense. But to be honest with you, there's so many overwhelming challenges. And looking right at this defense right now, we're really just zeroed on how we're going to move the football and how we're going to put points on the board because there's so many challenges. But to answer your question, if we are able to do that, certainly that would help our defense, and they're not on the field as much. But the big focus for us is going to be able to find answers to the many problems that this defense presents.
Of course, Dallas Clark used to play with Manny. I mean, when we came here, we wondered, what's this guy left, if anything? You're using him more, Talk about this. Is it an evolution with him, or is he always had something?
I think it's a combination of a lot of factors. He's always had some things. I think as defenses have played us in different manners from a cover standpoint, from a front standpoint, and certain options have been taken away, that's provided opportunities for him. And I thought that would happen early on, even when he wasn't getting his touches. And Ballas, being the professional that he is, has continued to prepare and work hard and learn more and more of our concepts and become more and more comfortable. And I think just through time, the opportunity presented itself, and he certainly made the most of it, made some big plays for us, and continues to be an important part of our passing attack.
What about that side of him, the professional side, just a guy with this kind of experience, with a lot of, it's all of it, you know, some young guys around him, how much has he helped?
Well, I think he knows what it takes to get to the top of the mountain. I mean, he's a former Super Bowl champion and been around some professionals and knows the type of preparation that takes place, you know, on the practice field, in the meeting room, and yet he's still a down-to-earth, approachable type guy that he can give some feedback. And I've seen him talking with some of the younger players and feedback to other positions, and it's in a way that's very approachable, very, very comfortable to talk to, so that it's not, you know, I'm here, you're here type of a deal. So I think he's a good communicator and how he kind of leads by example. So we're pleased with where he's at and how he's helped our football team.
We talked about last week, and we go backwards, but it's critical this week. You've been pretty good in the red zone this year, good when you get a short field on turnovers. That wasn't the case. Talk about what you saw that may have prevented you from that last week, and just most teams that play Peyton Manning or you know, absolutely have to score touchdowns, so I know that's always your goal. But.
No question, and there was a bunch of reasons for that, and you hit the nail on the head. We had two great opportunities where we need to get 7 points instead of the 3 points. And a combination of factors, and they all boil down to whether it's a could have been a better play call. I'll start right here. Could have had better execution. Could have been a credit to their ability to execute on defense. So a wide array of things that contributed to that, but there's no question we have to do better. But I think the important thing is not to be so overwhelmed and so focused that you get tight. And we have our system. We know what we do. We've been successful. We're certainly taking a hard look at some of the specifics without getting any specifics of the game plan or anything like that. But should we be in those situations again, either when we play those guys at the end of the year or with our task at hand of how we can do better. And we're addressing those issues, and we have a plan of attack. We work to improve those areas. So there's no question we got to take advantage of those opportunities.
Mike, not to get caught up in numbers, but you know, look at Doug Martin last week, and his per carry average, lowest of the season, I believe. And you know, he did some things to turn some negative runs into, you know, 1 or 2 yard runs, to his credit. But how much of the struggle that he had do you think was due to just not winning matchups up front. I mean, or did they do anything tactically that was difficult for you guys, or was that just a physical situation?
I think it comes back almost to the same answer as the previous question, a combination. There were certain instances where we were in a position where we had a numbers advantage and we had a play that was one that should have been good and we didn't execute well. There were other times they had a schematic advantage and numbers advantage where it wasn't a great call. Other times, you know, as always, there's always that player too you wish you could have back. You wish there was a time machine and go back and do this or this or this. There's not, so we're just zeroed in moving forward on beating the Broncos.
I just things in your play calling, though, because you're getting into more second and third and long situations, whereas when you are running it well, you've got
no question.
I mean, how does that impact play calling and maybe the rest of the offense when you don't run it effectively?
Right. Well, it has a little bit of a domino effect because as you mentioned, you get into the second and longs, and then you throw in maybe another negative play or a penalty or something else. Now you've got the third and extra long, and those are tough sledding. And we kind of look back at how we, early part of the year, struggling on third down. A lot of it was the result of some of those negative plays. So there's no question for us, and this great defense is fourth in the NFL on third down efficiency. So for us to be in a position to win third down, we've got to avoid the negative setbacks. So it goes back to you exactly hit the nail on the head as far as being able to be more successful on first and second down in the run.
Coach, earlier you were talking about Dallas Clark's emergence. Underwood also, it seems both of those guys are more involved. Were you saying that maybe it's because of some of the attention played to given to Jackson and Mike Williams, that those guys, because you can't double up everybody on the field, so is that why we've seen those guys the last couple of weeks have more of an effect?
I think that's definitely one of the reasons why, to be sure. There are things schematically with what we try to do to put people in those positions, but ultimately when a defense looks at it and they want to take this player away or take that player away or add an extra defender to try to account for Doug in the run game, typically that tight end position and the Z position, what Tyquan's been playing, have their opportunities. And we've been fortunate they've been making a lot of plays for us, and we're excited about where we're headed with those guys continuing to get better and better. And we're going to be counting on them to come through for us.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.